Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about, are you living a life of success or a life of significance? I bring this up because I've been reading, hearing podcasts, and other people speaking to this particular subject, and I believe it's a really important one. I've done a podcast, actually in the past, on what success means to you. And yes, feeling successful in life is an important aspiration for people to have. However, I believe that having a life of significance is even more important. And I guess it's important to explain what a life of significance is all about. See, one can be successful making a lot of money, having a lot of friends, buying a lot of stuff. Or they could have a life of success based on doing those things that truly matter to them, being with the people that they care about, spending quality time with them instead of saying you care and not being there for them, which happens too often to children and sometimes to spouses. Forgetting those things that really bring us a feeling of worth, self-worth, and friendship and companionship into our lives. Significance is a whole nother animal, though. At least so far as I'm concerned. Significance means that you're doing things with your life that truly matter to you. So what can be successful with all those normal Western type accomplishments? And some of those may fall under the umbrella of significance if the manner in which you are gaining those Western accomplishments is being done by doing things that fulfill your heart and your soul. It varies for different people in terms of what they think is significance in their life. I know that when I was working by my father's side in his dental practice, he loved what he did. He would tell me there was nothing better than combining the art and science together to give people a really nice smile, which would bring them some self-esteem that perhaps having not so nice looking teeth or rotting teeth would take away from them. It was fulfilling to him to know that he was helping to improve their health as he did this work. And he was a person who really knew his patients very well. He saw them 2 times a year and some of them 4 times a year or more. He had patients that stayed with him for decades and saw their kids grow up as well. It was truly a life of significance. He was giving back to his community, and that felt really good to him. I know in my own work, when I'm working with my clients, I know that the work is significant because they tell me. They tell me that they have been able to let go of horrible feelings, negative emotions, limiting beliefs, behaviors that got them into all kinds of troubles, health-wise, sometimes potentially criminally, depending on what it was that we were working on. And frankly, that allows me to know that I'm living a life of significance. It's an important thing to think about, especially if you're a person who's getting on in years, because there's too many folks out there, you may be among them, who took a job that maybe you fell into and you made a decent income and you're able to cover your expenses and you basically settled on that thing, but maybe it didn't really feel like you were doing something of value, something that mattered. Or maybe looking back over the years, you realize that in some ways you've let down your family, or maybe your spouse, because you were gone a lot, and not present for a lot of those things that allow you to gain closeness to your kids, to your spouse, to your siblings, to your parents, to your friends, because you're too busy going after the almighty buck, or trying to get to some upper level in your business or your career, forgetting about those things that are significant in your life. Maybe you've forgotten about your spirituality and what that means to you. It means different things to different people, of course. I know that my work was really a calling. I know it because it comes really easy to me to do the work that I do, and a lot of it is pretty complex. And I feel love in my heart and in my soul as I work with my clients to help ease them out of their pain and get them to a place where they feel happy and fulfilled, whole and complete. So I want you to think about this question of whether or not you're living a life of significance, feeling like your life mattered. In whatever ways that resonates for you, I'm not here to tell you what that means to you. This is something you need to figure out on your own. But you'll know because it will resonate in your heart and in your soul. And you're just going to feel really, really good about the idea, the concept of what that significance means to you on a visceral level. When I work with my clients, it's always based on their compelling future. And their compelling future needs to be something that is more important to them than just their own life and their own family, something that they want to add value to the world with. And I've had many of them come in with all different kinds of ideas as to how they wanted to do that. Everyone is individual. And all of them have been quite beautiful and large ideas for them, stretches, if you will, because it is in that stretching of ourselves that we have growth and where we find the value and the significance of what we are doing with our lives here on planet Earth. It is where we learn to understand that we are the designers, the directors, if you will, of our lives, and that it's up to us to get real with ourselves and what's truly important, and to work from that avenue, that belief system, that bias system. Because that is when you feel whole and complete. It really isn't about keeping up with the Joneses, quote unquote, or doing what other people think you're good at and what you ought to be doing. These are things that really truly need to come from you. And you get there by trying a whole bunch of different things. And then finding the one or two that resonate within your soul and in your heart. And you get this feeling that you absolutely have to do that thing, or you'll be missing something in your life. And you no longer want to be missing that thing in your life any longer, because you're sick of living kind of in a day-to-day robotic manner, as many people do today, living unconsciously, hypnotized to the society in which they belong instead of thinking with their own mind. So, how about you go forward and live a life of significance and do that successfully? I promise you, once you go there, you're never going to want to go back to anything you had before, ever. And that includes even if it's difficult because you're making changes. Most people don't like making changes. Even if it's challenging. And even if it means you're not making as much money as maybe you did because perhaps you've decided to change careers. As many C-suite people do, finding that they're no longer happy doing what they did and really want to move on to doing something that makes them feel more significance with their life's energy, bringing fulfillment and happiness to their lives. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Until next time. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.